This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's Hashem. Let's say Shabbos. Thank you on Slichas. When you talk Slichas, it's Rosh Hashanah. And I say, I'll see my tshuva until Yom Kippur. I have it in a bissel of Slichas. Was is Slichas? Wie man soll sagen, how do you say Slichas? Such an important part of the Hachane, the preparation to Rosh Hashanah. It's an important part of the Aseves Yemei Tshuva. As we spoke, these days, Elul, and Aseves Yemei Tshuva, called Yemei HaRachamim VeHaSlichas. So we spoke, why is it called Yemei HaRachamim? We mentioned it a little bit in the past few weeks. Let's talk a little bit about Slichas. What is Slichas? So Slichas is based in Lashon HaKedesh, what we gesagt, Mevusas. It is based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And that is the Yud Gimel Midas. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. And the Gemara tells us the Mekayr of the Yud Gimel Midas, sagt the Heilige Gemara, Amar Rabbi Eichanan, Ilamalei Mikra Kasuv, sa Gemara Shoshana Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Ilamalei Mikra Kasuv. If not, the Pasuk writes this clearly, Yevshe La'emrei, we wouldn't be able to say it. The permission to say such a thing, the permission to be Magdir, to explain the following situation as the Rebbeinu Shleilam Alein is giving us how to say Slichas Ilamali Mikra of Nishvah Der Pasik. You would not be able to say it. What is it? Melamed Shenisateiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'heralei L'meisha Say the Tefillah, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam Alein put on a talis, and he was showing Meisha the Seder of the Tefillah Amalei, and he told him, Kol Zman Shi Yisrael Chaitim, when Klal Yisrael sins, Yasu Lefonai Kiseder Hazeh, Ve'ani Meichel Hem. What is the Seder that they should do? Hashem, 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 Ani Hu Kaidim Shiech Da'odim, Ani Ulach Shiech Da'odim, V'yasa Tshuva, Kel Rachem V'Chanun, the Yud Gimel Midas. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam himself taught, instructed, gave a visual instruction to Meisha on how to say Slichas, the Yud Gimel Midas, with a talis, and to say this Seder HaTfila. And this is the Mekayr that our Slichas is based on, that we ask. We say a few piyutim, but it's really Vayavar Hashem Alpanav Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun. It's the Yud Gimel Midas. Now Rashi says, what should Yud Gimel Midas, what should you do with the Yud Gimel Midas? Sagt Rashi, Bris Krusa, because the Gemara says in a few moments, a few lines after this, Sagt the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bris Krusel Yud Gimel Midas Eina Chayzus Reikon. It's a treaty. It's a guaranteed treaty. A Bris Krusel, as the Yud Gimel Midas, don't come back empty. Sak Rashi, the Yud Gimel Midas Halalu Shem Yaskirum Yisrael B'Tfilas Taneisum Einam Chayzus Reikon. If they're maskir, if they mention it, it's not even the same. Notice that Rashi didn't even say Moimram. Rashi says if they mention it, they make a zichron, some mention of it. Many Rishayim Achayim learn that the Yud Gimel Midas is to say them. Rashi zaktach laskirim. It's a Yud Gimel Midas is to say. Slichas, Yud Gimel Midas, Zatman, you have to say it. And that's what gives us the bris krusel esfasayim. Zevi, the same lashon we have by talking, bris krusel esfasayim. Here it's a bris krusel ashleish esrei midas of zogin. As mizaktis, if you say it, it has a guarantee she'en echeizes reikam. The Chidah brings a very nice raya, and the Rishonim talk about it, and the truth is it's not to be madrich right now. It's not for to have a big arichas about it. But the lashon that we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanum, Hashem is not a midah that anyone could duplicate. When we say, He's dabig b'midesav, that one should attach himself to, so to speak, do and to replica the Rebbeinu Shlomo's midas, mekendoch nizayin Hashem, and still Hashem, Hashem is one of the Yud Gimel midas. So it's behechrich, not more than saying it. Can't be more. The Yud Gimel midas can't be more than saying it. Why? Because Hashem is one of them, and more than saying and being maskir Hashem Hashem, you can't do. Azayzok the chidah raya, and many mefarshim behandling this proof. The truth is, there's a shla, there's a reishis chachme, the shla the reishis chachme right. The reishis chachme is a shara another pergalav eishidalit that the yisoid of slichis is not to say the Yud Gimel midas. Now you say von Slichis is ton the Yud Gimel Midas. It's Lizdabik Bimidesav to act. To act. To do Hanhagis like the Yud Gimel Midas. The biggest raya to this is the Lashon of the Gemara Lein. The Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is nisativ b'talis kishli tziva v'herle l'moish say that feel amalai calls man she Yisrael chaitim shteitachnit yaimru. What does it say in the Gemara? Yasu k'seider azeh, Yasu lefonai k'seider azeh, Yasu main tzuton. You have to do it. So this is a machlekes rishenim achreinim. Yud Gimel Midas is Zogin Yud Gimel Midas. And I show you from Rashi, Lahaskir, even just to mention the Yud Gimel Midas, Shengenug, Moshe Rashi, Laskirim, Adel Yud Gimel Midas meint, Yasu, Medavton, they are Yud Gimel Midas. Zog Mirabesai, was hast das uns Maske Yud Gimel, the middle of us. So you mention Yud Gimel, now what? The Rebbeinu Shlom weiss nicht, dass er aus Arachum, Vechanun, he needs your askom of them. Was hat so the Zog in Eppes, a half little fella, a man, Zog flieg, a half little fella, is was? He says, Yud Gimel Midas, he said Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Vechanun, so good. Bechlal by Tfilu we find, that the Rebbeinu Shloim wants that we should be makir his shvachim and say them. So good. I hear it in tefillah, but to lib dem, tel rachum v'chanun is b'meichel ala veiris. Everything gets washed away because you say, Hashem, Hashem, tel rachum v'chanun. Tameir dikara, bishleimeh. You learn, like the shlan, the reishis chachme, that you have to do the Yud Gimel Midas. Here, it's a change of a lifestyle. Piz yetz tut min veves vas veiz. Mit amol asel shimei tshuva. Felt min mamish as tzela. Ois gabe te mensch. Reine mensch. Es a rachum v'chanun. Erech apayim rav chesed. Neisir ches haflu v'fella. Ob is zogin. Unless you say, like every other tefillah, the Lashon of the Gemara is Hereloi Lameisha Seder. No, Tefillah. It's no different than any other Tefillah. Slichas is Tefillahs. There's an interesting Levush Rabbein side. Levush Zot, Mizot HaKadosh Tiskabel. HaKadosh Shalom Nach Slichas. Why are we saying HaKadosh Tiskabel Nach Slichas? They frek the Levush HaKasha. Zot the Levush, you know why? Sasei Vishman Esrei. Slichas Sasei Vishman Esrei. When Azoivi does Halacha that we say HaKadosh Tiskabel after Shman Esrei, the Meila Daf Min Zogin Akadish Tiskabel Nach Slichas. Mistam of us versteht, what's the Levush understanding? That it's really Tvila. Yud Gimel Mi is Tvila, Mam Shazem Shman Esrei. So he's teaching him Amahalach and Shman Esrei of Kapara. Regular Shman Esrei is Mistam of Rav Rubai, is Bakoshis and whatnot. And thus I say that a special Shman Esrei of Slicha Mechil. When it's the Avtochen, there's a guarantee, She'ena, Chesus, Reikon. I saw an interesting Chassam Sefer. It's so interesting. It's such unique Chassam Sefer. Tell you a little secret. It's because of the Chassam Sefer, I'm saying the whole Shia. I saw this Chassam Sefer, and Moses said this up. Zagdar Heilige Chassam Sefer in the Drashis, L'Shabbos Shuva, Daf Yudalid, page 14, Tur Beis, second column. Some surface goes with columns. Okay. L'cha Hashem Hatzdok. We say in Slichas, L'cha Hashem Hatzdok. What does that mean? Why do we start the Slichas, L'cha Hashem Hatzdok? So the truth is, the first thing you have to say, and we spoke about this in the past, Stocker could have two interpretations. Stocker could mean that you do chsadim. Stocker. It can also be the sherish of tzedek. You're right. That sale doesn't kotzk. They used to like to be kitzer. They used to kotzk and ger is outs be kitzer. They don't like to talk much. So in kotzk flek mezogin lecha Hashem at stocker rabbein shtubis gerech was dat zered. Rop alamais kaddish. Shay, genug sliches. Was da zu reden? Was da zu reden? We sin, you're right, and that's all. Was da? L'cha Hashem, at stock, I got the... It's a famous Kotzgeneise. L'cha Hashem, at stock, I got the vach. What's it talk about? Once you admit that it's all... there's not much to add to the conversation. Was nacham al getanach gefeismet ach yai... You're admitting that you did everything wrong and the Rebbeinu is fully right, and that's all what's it to talk about. You reflect on the smoothman, Kotzke Slichis. L'cha Hashem Atztoke, B'skerech Tagut Tavach. Shei. Sam Seifer learns that it means a lashon of Tztoke, of giving Tztoke. Says the Sam Seifer, the Mashal. It's such an interesting Mashal. It also brought out the ways of the court system in the times of the Chassam Sofer. Imagine a person comes to the king. Let's say today we would say to the president, all right? And he wants something that the president should grant him. So he has no way to get to the president, right? The president is not available. So in the Chassam Sofer's example, he's happened to have not been available. But the truth is, the Melech is never available. So you don't have a question why the king didn't answer, right? You could call the White House. You're going to get a busy signal. The president is not going to answer you. But then, he says there are times that you could get through. But what do you have to do? You have to write a letter to the president, right? Amal mitabriv. Right? He calls it a shrift. A shrift. That's to write a letter to the... But guess what? If the letter is not properly headed, and it's not on a stationery, and it's not going to be with all the hagdaris of what a proper letter... You can't have it for patching with a pencil and schreiben that the Melech should take it, right? Zag Techsam Seifer. What happens where Yitaka have a time where a person's allowed to speak to the president, but he himself is not illiterate? A Kenish, he doesn't know how to do it. So they have special public, when they put up for the public, like we have today, a public defendant, in case a person can't represent himself. So the government gives representation for free. Yeah, some say if it gives this marshal. So in those days they had the same thing. If a guy couldn't write the letter, the government gave you a lawyer to write the letter for you. Okay? Now this letter can't be bid, right? Because it's government certified. It's coming from the government. It's a lawyer. Right? If the lawyer that the government gives you to defend you is Neshke Gupta lawyer, they have to give you another one. It doesn't work. They have to accept what the Zagdich Sam Seifer. So it comes out that it's a guaranteed if the letter is written by the government itself. So he says that's the pshat in Slichas. And with this he'll explain the words of Slichas. Zagdich Heiligich Sam Seifer. We have to start thinking, Zakhtar Sam Seifer, why is our tshuva not accepted? What's wrong? Why do we have Yisurim? The betach by the king. The king has to grant us, and he said he would grant us. And the ay halo yemincha pshuta lekabel shavim. You're giving us the ability to come to you. Yemincha pshuta. It's not that the door is closed to the White House. No entry. Yes, entry. Yemincha pshuta. It's Favos Gaitas. When the Teretz is, if we be banu fanecha b'chesed b'masim, our writings, on our, what we bring to you, that would be understandable, unacceptable. Abawat, we kedalim ukirashim defakta d'lasecha. We come that we can't bring our own defendancy. We can't bring our own. So we need that the government should supply us. Kedalim ukirashim, when a guy says, I don't have money. So they point that the government has a, give me the right word, names, a public, it is a public defender. I didn't need you, because Halengim was public defender. Yeah? So Zabdel, what's the public defender? The Rebbeinu Shlom himself wrote the letter. He wrote the Yud Gimel Midas. Yeah? And that's when we say, Tamachti Yaseidaisai be Yud Gimel Tevois. How could it go wrong? You were the one who wrote the letter. We can assign it good. How could it be unaccepted? The letter was written by the Melech himself. And he says, that's the pshat. He says, the only thing that you need is, though, if you would find this letter in the street, someone threw it out, you pick it up and you bring it to the Melech. It might be that the letter is from the government, the Melech, yeah, but wasn't granted to you. You just picked it up and recycled it. So that's not going to work. Right? Even if you use the letter from the Melech. He says, the same thing if a person comes with a siddur that he bought in the store. But it's not that he's taking the other guy's letter. It's a letter that he picked up a public document from the stationery store. That's not going to work. He says that's why. So it's some cipher on my side. In Preshburg, hat man gehört al drashas, fasliches, no? You heard that nice? So what is the Chassam Sofer saying? Chassam Sofer is saying that the Yud Gimel Midas is a written by the Melech himself. It's an official, what do you call, notary, with a notary, that it's official and it has to work. The only thing is, it has to be yours, it's real, that you have to put your head. Okay? I want to show you an interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya. So I don't know if the Rabbeinu Bechaya is a raya to the Chassam Sofer, or it's a kasha to the Chassam Sofer. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Shmoyis Lamed Aleph Vav says that what's the inyan of the Yud Gimel Midas? It's Tzarech ato lodas. Ki kol hameivin yud gimel nidais. You have to understand it. The Yidin Bi'uram, and you understand the explanation behind each one of the Yud Gimel Midas, the Ikron, and the Shoyrish of it, Umispalban Bekavane, Ain't Filosai Chayzer Eschaykon. So either the Rabbeinu Bechaye is what the Chasam Sofer ends with, that you have to at least be Mechavin, it has to be yours, so you have to be Stam Zogin. Mitz Hashem, we're going to speak about how one should say slichus. Yud Gimel Midas, Stam Gezot, Yud Gimel Midas is not going to help you necessarily. I mean, it might be something, I'm not going to take away Zepis, but it's not this Haftache, it's not the slichus that the Gemara tells us. You must know, as the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Bechaye, Yoidim Biuram, Ikran, Umispalim Ben Bekavane, to know what you're saying, you have to understand. So could be it's with the same Yisaydech Sam Sayfer, that the text is very good. The text is acceptable because it was written by the Melech himself. But you have to put some kavan into it. You have to understand what you're saying. What is the maila of the second sheet? So one sheet is you have to say it, and that's this Sam Sayfer. The Ma'il is, it was written by the Melech, but you got to understand what you're saying. Shai. What's the second Shita that you have to do? With Aftan. You have to replica the Yud Gimel Midas. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Kol HaMerachem Al HaBriyois. Merachem Olav Min HaShemayim. If you have Rachmanis, the Rebbeinu Shem will have Rachmanis on you. And that's L'chayra, the Pshat, in Yasu Keseida Hazeh. Rachum, if you're Merachim, Yasu, if you do it. It was his ton. Slichas is Nish Gezak, Slichas is ton, the Slichas. You have to do it. You have to do the Yud Gimel Midas. Why? Because however you behave, Mida, Sha'adam Maida, by Maida, then I say, that's how we judge you. You behave this way, we'll behave that way. In Shemayim, they behave that way with you. So this Lechayre is the basic Machlekes. Adel Medav Zogin, the Yud Gimel Midas, and possibly you have to Mechavin, what it means, Ikron, what the Kavanas of every one of the Yud Gimel Midas are, or Yasu Medafis Ton. My Zayde and my father, growing up, used to tell us a Maisa. I think they say it's from Amesha Sasevil, one of the Chassidish Rebbes. I don't know if it's a true story or not. Even if it's not, it's a beautiful mashal. I think Chassidish is from say it is an Emerson Maisa. My Zaydi used to say it to us as a child, and we're growing up, and my father would tell it to us. He would say a story of a Rebbe who did not wake up for Slichas. The Tufstein of Slichas. No, this was candies for the Litvische Chevre in Shtetl. And the Rebbe, Eschlaftachet, I had to get Slichas, I couldn't dish for Slichas. No, imagine already. In every newspaper, the gossip column in every newspaper. They went to the Chassidim, and the Chassidim flagged Zagin Vas. Unser Rebbe doesn't miss Sliches. Our Rebbe is saying Sliches in Himmel. He goes to Himmel. He goes to Shemayim to say Sliches. No, you think that went well over by the Litvish Olam? It was even a bigger joke to them. So there was a Litvish group of guys that said, we're going to catch the Rebbe. They stood by the house, by the window, and then they're going to catch him in the act of sleeping during Slichas. 5 in the morning, they see through the window, Dreitzach in bed, he's turning over in his bed, he's getting a better comfortable position. It happens to all of us. All right. I called upon him. No, that's not what happened. The Rebbe gets up out of bed, bezrizes, and he runs to the closet and he puts on a kasketel, like the Pelisher farmers, you know. Puts on a gray sapata, big fur coat, sticks his beard into the coat, and he starts leaving the house. And the Litva cook, the mezetas. Interesting, where's he going? Slichas Gaitanish, where's he going? As he leaves, he grabs an axe. He starts going out. It's pitch black outside. It's just the crack of day starting. He's wondering, where's the Rebbe going with an axe? It was Tutzachle. And he follows quietly behind him that he shouldn't be noticed. And the Rebbe goes to Wald and he starts cutting the wood. Hackholz, firewood. The Rebbe takes the wood on his shoulder and he starts walking to the end of town in a cottage far away out in the outskirts over there. Nobody's there. It's just almost an abandoned cottage. And they get that clap of tear, and the Litvak is behind him watching all this. Where is he going? Who knows? Maybe it's even a bigger story. Maybe he has a better story to against the Rebbe, was a kenich veis, was a unterpatschgeben, you know. Where's the Rebbe going? Ooh, was, bevas tutsach, yeah, there. Kids, from the house, you hear a geschrei. Kinder, they're cold, and they're crying, it's cold, and the mother gives a scream out, Ivan! Do you know what it was? That's like coming some stud Ivan, as a Polish guy. Ivan, I told you, I don't have the money. I can't repay you. Stop bringing me the wood. I can't do it. I'm racking up a bill. No credit cards in those days. Racking up a bill. What am I going to do? Yeah. Kids are... I have a cup, maybe. Kids are... He pushes his way through the door. Oh, I'm sorry. I made him go downstairs. He pushes his way through the door. I don't want to the cup, but I felt bad that I made him go downstairs. He pushes his way through the door. I'm going to stall a minute because it's only der cheretz. I asked someone to do a taiva. He pushes his way through the door. And he comes in and the shtub is freezing cold. And the kids are crying. He takes the stack of wood. He goes to the furnace and he starts throwing the wood into the furnace. Now see, I stalled a little bit on purpose. You didn't miss anything. I'm sorry, Nasi. I apologize. Thank you very much, Sadiq. So he takes the wood and he starts putting it in the furnace. And as he puts the wood in the furnace, he begins to say the Slichas Hanishamalach Yaguf Pa'alach Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's your Nisham, it's your Guf Chusa Habrachmanis Alamalach, created human beings, Habrachmanis Nazezak the Slichas. The Litvak sees this. He was taken back. It's unbelievable. Hafla fella, moved and touched and elevated. He comes back to Shtetl. Oh, they're waiting for the report. He says, Rabbeisai, I have to tell you, their Rebbe says Slichas in Himmel. It's true. Whether the story is true, I don't know. But the yesod of the story is the yesod of Slichas. What is Slichas? Slichas is Yasu Keseder Hazeh. Slichas means to do. Zogin. Chusal HaMalach. Hashem Atztoke Mitrachmi Mitrachmas. Stam Zogin, just to say it. It has to move you to behave. Berachmanis Rachum Mechan. I was thinking maybe, you know, there's a piyut that we say at the end of Slichas. Machnise Rachamim. Hachnisu Rachameinu. Lifnei Bala Rachamim. Machnisei Tfila. Now it's a whole question if you're allowed to say the Machnisei Rachamim, the Goyin, Anderam, Gehalten, Mitadus, Nitzog, because you're not allowed to ask Malachim to mediate between you and the Rebbein Hashem. You spoke directly to the Eibishter. To ask a Malach, Ki'ilu, you're dominating to him, that he should be poil something in Shemayim, Tadus, Menishtan. And of those that say that you're allowed, it's because you're not asking literally for them to do it. All you're doing is that they should help on your behalf to bring the tefillahs. It's alteret. I don't have to tell you the tumul of Machnisei Rachamim. But l'chayr the kashi is, what does it mean, Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisei Rachamim? What does it mean? It means tefillah of Rachamim could be, possibly, probably. And don't forget, Rachamim is what tefillah is. Hakol tzichim rachami. That's why we know that women have to daven, because tefillah is rachamim. And women need rachamim, zokti gemara. So we see that tefillah is named, is coined with the phrase of rachamim. But the question then is, so what's the next thing? Machnisei tefillah. Machnisu tefillah yseinu. It's the same thing. Machnisei rachamim is tefillah. Machnisei tefillah is tefillah. Unless there's different types of tefillah, there's tefillah for rachamim, and there's tefillah for, I guess, pakoshes. I could give you a whole shir just to explain machnisei rachamim. But in the context of what we're saying, can sign as his side over here. Machnisei rachamim, machnisei rachameinu is the pulis of rachamim. It doesn't mean that we're just saying and asking for rachamim. Hachnisu rachameinu could be, ken zayin efshar, means take our actions of rachamim and bring it lifnei bala rachamim to be melitz yoshef us. Malach melitz, echad min yelef, you're a melitz, come and bring rachameinu lifnei bal rachamim. I saw something interesting that Rav Huttner brings. To me, it's pelodic. He brings a story. He says that the Alter von Slabodka, Rav Huttner lived in Slabodka in his early years, he says that the Alter von Slabodka began his Shmuz Elul, like all Magidim, like we spoke, Bali Musar, Eitzes Liskes Bedin, ways and how that people can merit a good psak din Rosh Hashanah. And he said that one of the biggest yesoidas is the Gemara in Yuma, it's a Gemara in a few places as well, it's a Rosh Hashanah, Dafid Zainam and Aleph, is to be Mavel Amidus. And he said, because Lamaisa, real tshuva is almost impossible to do. You know, tshuva means, the Rambam says, that the Yedea Talumais, it needs to be such a thorough, such a deep tshuva, that even the Rebbein Shleim, who knows deep in the heart of the human being where he's holding, will have to be made, it's a testimony, that he'll never do it again. How could the Rebbein Shleim say testimony, he'll never do it again, if we do it again? So it's obviously a very big problem, and how we do tshuva. For those that want, we could speak a long time about this. I once asked this question to a Magid Shir in the yeshiva, Rabbi Karp, and he said to me that his Eder, Ableib Lopian, maybe I think it's his Shver, could be Ableib Lopian, his Shver, it's the son of the label Yo, his Oshim and Gate, said that before he was Nifta, he was sick, and he wrote a Kuntris on Hilchas Tshuva before he was Nifta. This was his Tikkun of Avoida of Tshuva before he was Nifter. And this is one of the big shilas he was busy with. There is no singing Tshuva today, because we keep on repeating over the same Averis, so then we never did Tshuva. So how do we ever have a Kapara? This could go on for an hour, this discussion. But Al-Kopan of the Alta of Slabotka said that because of this, he gives advice not to go the deep, difficult route of tshuva, but to find ways, quick fixes, if we could use that for a better term, on how to get a good din, and that is kol amavir al midosav mavirin lai kol pshav. A week later, reminds me of the shurim that we give here. I give a shir 1 week, and the next year I come back, try to fix a little bit and add a little bit. He says, you know what? I changed my mind. Alta Slavatka says, I changed my mind. Why did I change my mind? He says, to be mavral amidus, it's impossible. And he says, I'll tell you why. First of all, he could look around and see that it's impossible, because almost nobody is able to do it properly or for too long. You do it for a minute, and then all of a sudden it goes back to the same. Okay. But he brought a raya. What's the raya? Hishama mipanav. It says by the Amalach. Hishama mipanav ushma bekailai al tamir boy ki la yisa lefishachem. So the Malach, it says clearly, right? Hishama mipanav ushma bekailai al tamir boy ki la yisa lefishachem. Which means is he won't. Your pshayim is not going to get wiped away like that. So he says, "Ma the chamalach can't be mavel amidus. A person supposed to be malach mavel amidus. Impossible. Forget it. That's an avodah zot altos lavatka. That's not. Can't be." So he said he decided that he's going to give a different advice, a more simpler advice, and that is to work on the inyan of ayin taiva. That if you work on the inyan of ayin taiva, you will have a good gzar din. You will have a good din. Rav Hutna says he didn't understand the whole sugya. I mean, the Gemara says mavel amidus. So all of a sudden he decided that ayin taiva is good enough. So Rav Hutna writes a peladik thing. He says, and I see the time, so I'll be bekatzer, but he says something very interesting. He says that the truth is you really need to be Mavral Amidus. But in order to get to the Mavral Amidus, it has to begin with Ayin Toiv. That's what the Alta meant. The Alta did not change the Gemara. He didn't change the recipe for the... What he did was he was giving you baby steps. How to get? How do you get to Mavral Amidus? And the answer is that he has Mavral Amidus comes if a person has an ayin toiv. Okay. I see the time. I need 2 minutes, Chabese, just to show you something interesting and something we can walk away with a limud. There's an interesting yaivitz. Now remember, we have interesting gemaras here. On one hand, we have a gemara that we're meichel if you're mavel amidus. We have another gemara that says that if a person is merachem al abrius, merachem imalav min hashemayim. We have from the Alt of Slavotka that it begins with ayin toiva. So what's the pshat? I saw that the yaivitz on the Mishnah in Peri Bey's Mishnah Tess and Ovis says ayin toiva. We all know that there's different midas which are derech yishara sheyover lo ya'adam. Says the Mishnah, one of them is ayin toiva. Says the Yaivitz, why? Because ayin toiva brings to all midas. And what is an ayin toiva? Sheyira b'riyosef shalakosh baruch hu ba'ayin shal chemla, rachmanus. Ayin toiva is really looking with rachmanus. And I want to tell you a story which really moved me. Story about Orpha, the boss. I don't know if it's in the book, because it was in a shmooze set over by one of the reshivas of the mir. It's an interesting thing. He said that Orpha, the boss, was a tremendous machnes erich. Tremendous machnes erich. People came, machnes erich, all types of people, the poorest. He had a brand new suit, which costed lots of money. Sitting at the table, not only was a machlis ayir, the oirich went and spilled the full plate of food all over the brand new expensive suit. Didn't faze him. So the son asked him, "Ta, I get, okay, but you're not a little bit moved, taken by it? Some reaction, something? I hear your mavel amidus. Doesn't it all affect you?" And he said, "No, and I'll explain to you why, because it starts with rachman. I have rachmanis on the person. And since I have rachmanis on the person, Memela Amavir Midas also. So I think we have over here an interesting thing. That the Yisoid of Rachum is really begins with Ayin Toiva and it concludes with Mavir Al Hamidas. And that's, I think, is the Pshat Lanias Daiti. I'll be done in a moment, Rabbi Yisai. Kamelech Yeshev Al Kisei Achanev. Misnaihe Bachasidus. Beishel Avram the Buchacha asks, what does it mean, Misnaihe Bachasidus? And please don't tell me he wears a garter, please. What does it mean, Misnaihe Bachasidus? What does it mean? He's Yeshev Al Kisei Rachamim and he's Misnaihe Bachasidus. Bekitzer, Rabbi Yisai. The Mesul Sisharim in Sefer Chassidus writes that the Yisoid of a Chassid, the number one Yisoid of a Chassid, is to have Rachamim and to have Chesed and to be Mavar Lamidus. And he says that the word Chassidus, the Shoyrish, is Chesed. Ayin Sham, I don't want to be Marich. And I believe that that's what it means. He's Yoyshev Al Kisei Rachamim. He's Misnaihei Bachassidus. That what? Michael Avina is Amay. He's Mavra Lamidus also. In time of Dvayr Rabbi Yisai, he explains how the Rabbeinu Shleilam is slated every day. The Rabbeinu Shleilam could have tainus. Look what you, I give you and look how you return to me. Look what you're giving me back. And the Rabbeinu Shleilam is Mali Rachamim, he's Mavir Lamidus also. Rabbeinu Shleilam, tremendous. That's Misnai Bachasidus, which begins from Rachmonis. He's Mis Yoishiv Al Kisei Rachamim. Misnai Bachasidus, which is the Chasidus that he's Meichel, even though we slated him Mavir Al Hamidus. Rav Sheps, and with this I'll end. Rav Sheps Atzal, Rashiv of Tevedas, said a tremendous shmuz, and he printed in the Amat Torah. And wherever he went, he would talk about this in the days of Elul. He says, people walk around, Shengezach's Lichas. Shengezach's Lichas. Yeah, I said Slichas over here. Said Slichas is not to say. Sounds familiar, huh? Zog and Slichas. Dav bet in Slichas. Azei Flechta Zog. You have to ask for Slichas. You don't say it. You look at the Shaiva Sharish Havaida, he discusses this point. That you can't say Slichas without Tshuva because it's not, it's Stam Gezakt. Okay. When Rav Sheps said this Shmuz in Teret Tmima, I went over to him afterwards. I said, Rosh Hashiva, I know I'm a young Bach. And I don't have the Ha'aza to correct the Rosh Hashiva. But the Gemara says it's not even about Zogin, it's Yasu, b'davton. You have to do it. So Rosh Hashiva, why don't you walk around saying, Slichas Zogmin, Slichas Tutmin? Gave me a big smile. Slichas, you do, you don't say it. Yasu, gave a big smile, gave me a clip on the beckle. I don't think he changed the shmuz. I think he kept on walking around saying, Slichas Zogmin is not that. I at least could say it. I have no problem saying that slichas. And what does it mean? Rachamim and slichas. Daf is ton. And you know what ton means? Daf meichel zayenim. Slichas means you got to do slichas. If you want the Eibishter to be seileach you, and that's the Yisrael that they say. Slichas, do it. Don't come to the Eibishter and tell the Eibishter, you know, I did this and this and this, the whole list of al-chaits, please be meichel me. If you don't do that to the guy next to you, what Kansas Betten does from their Beinish life. Mea rachamim means you got to behave with rachamim. Mea slichas means tafton slichas. Zai seleach, be meichel. As hard as it is, Rabbi Yisai. Sometimes it's very hard. Very hard. It's better than having a gzar din. It's better than having a din shemayim on you. It's just not worth it. say Leah, was a Kayim Zayin Inyan from Rachel and Mitzlichus.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.